Welcome to the C3 SYD podcast. Our heart for you is that you would know Jesus, find community, and discover purpose. To find out more about our church, head to our website, c3syd.church. We hope that this message encourages you today.
Hey, I want to encourage you from the book of John. Any Johns here today? Okay, let's pray. John comes next Easter. And John 10, verse 14 to 18. If you have a Bible, I'd love you to turn there. If you don't, it's all good. We have a big screen. Again, if you're here for your first, second, third time, we're so glad that you could be with us. Our heart is to serve you. Our heart is to help you see that God loves you, that Jesus is for you. And that's our heart for this city, that everyone in this city would know Jesus, the goodness of Jesus. Everyone would find life-giving, Christ-centered community, community that brings freedom and transformation. Because we're not made to be isolated. We're not made to walk this life alone. You're made to do it with other people who encourage you. And the news is good for information, but if you listen to the news too long, it'll get you down. It'll get you looking at the wrong things. And so you need people who can lift your head and say, hey, God's got this. Turn to somebody and say, God's got this. Tell them. Come on, church, tell them. You might not know them. It's okay. Just break the awkward barrier. If there's five chairs in between you, yell, God has got this. God has got this. He already got it. John 10, 14 to 18 says this, I am the good shepherd. I know my sheep and my sheep know me. Just as the Father knows me and I know the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. I have other sheep that are not of this pen. I must bring them also. They too will listen to my voice, and there shall be one flock and one shepherd. The reason my Father loves me is that I lay down my life only to take it up again. Let's go. See you on Easter Sunday. We'll talk about that on Easter Sunday. Don't miss it. Verse 18, no one takes it from me. This is key verse. No one. No one takes my life from me, but I lay it down of my own accord. I have authority, everybody. This is Jesus. I have authority to lay it down. I'll lay it down if I want, and I'll pick it up again if I want. This command I received from my Father. Lord, speak to us, God, about Good Friday. In Jesus' name, they all said amen and amen. Paulus, go be seated. Sit next to Serena if you can. God bless you. Okay, Good Friday. The thing you got to know about Good Friday is it wasn't really a good day. Good Friday, it was the day that Jesus died. And if you've ever watched a movie, anybody? Yeah. I'm making it very inclusive today. If you haven't watched a movie, I'll buy you a subscription to Netflix. I'll share mine. Watch a movie. If you ever watched a movie, sometimes in a movie, you know, it's got a plot, right? And so the plot, it always, you know, they build it up and everything might be nice. And then suddenly, you know, like if things are going well, you know, something bad is about to happen. And then in every movie, there is always a solution to the problem. But when you're in the problem, you can't necessarily see the solution. Have you ever done this? Like if you're watching a really, like, you know, if you're watching a movie, it's really messing you up, you're really worried about the ending, you know what you can do? You can fast forward. I mean, spoiler alert, but you can fast forward and you can watch the ending. And when you see the ending, the problem doesn't look so bad. In fact, it looks good. Because without this situation, there wouldn't be that solution. Without that situation, there wouldn't be the value that this situation was going to bring. But it had to happen in a certain way for there to be this kind of solution. And the thing about Good Friday is the disciples and all the followers of Jesus were watching their king be killed. And they're like, what? Hang on. Jesus, this is not the way the story goes. they had read all these prophets and all these things written previous that said, you know, Jesus, the King of Kings, is coming, the Messiah, and here is the Messiah dying. What? You're meant to be our hero, and you're dying. And there he was. And the thing about his death, it was not pretty. I mean, they weren't singing songs like we were singing today on Good Friday. You got to know that. They weren't singing, "It is finished." No, no, they were like, "It's just started. What is happening? Help us, God. Let's all run." That's what they were singing. Jesus was dying on a shameful cross. The cross was not pretty. You might wear it around your neck and that's fine, but you got to know that it was not pretty. It was terrible. It was a dark day. It was a bad day. So how could such a bad day be good? How could such a terrible day, in essence, be good? If you were a disciple and you just saw Jesus there, you wouldn't know the whole story. And sometimes we can find ourselves in a place of darkness. We can find our place ourselves in a place of an evil day, of fear, of disappointment and disillusionment. We can find ourselves surrounded by walls, blockages in our life. We can find ourselves surrounded by regret, surrounded by the reminder of our past. On a dark day, on a hard day. You ever had one of those? Nobody's going to admit it. It's all right. It's all right. I'll admit it for you. I mean, if you came to church thinking that none of us have had bad days, sorry, but you came to the wrong place. We've all had bad days. We've all had bad days. And some of those bad days, we did ourselves. It wasn't necessarily the devil. It wasn't always situations outside of our control. Oftentimes it was us. And then you got to live with that. And that's hard. And there can be shame in that. But the thing about what Jesus came to do on the cross is he came to repair what was broken. He came to redeem what had been lost. He came to restore and bring cleansing and bring healing to the places in humanity that were struggling. Sin separated us from God. Sin is an archery term. It means to miss the mark. If you have ever missed the mark in this life, that means you've sinned. And I have sinned. I don't archer, you know, however you say it. I don't shoot arrows at a target. But if I did, I'd be a big sinner because I would miss the target. I would not have good aim. And that's simply the word sin means to have missed the mark. Maybe relationally you have missed the mark. Maybe in your world, in all sorts of ways and areas, maybe you've missed the mark. But Jesus didn't come for the healthy. He didn't come for the whole. He came for the sick. He came for the broken. And Jesus died on the cross, not because he was weak, but because he was strong, because he was victorious, because he is greater than every day of evil, every day of darkness. Come on Zoom. Jesus was not intimidated by death. He was not intimidated by your problem. He is not intimidated by your sin. He has faced it up. He is not backed down. This is our champion. Have you heard of David? David, you're not David. Jesus is David. David came and he killed Goliath. David came and he didn't do it in the way everyone thought he would do it. He conquered Goliath. And just like sin is a tall barrier, Jesus came as our champion. And he came on the darkest of days and he stood in front of death and he said, "Bring it on." He took death. It was like Inception. He took death and put death to death. He killed what was killing him. He destroyed what was destroying him. He destroyed it. Why? 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 Because Jesus did not come just as your example. He came as your substitution. He didn't come as just a moral man that you should follow and be like Jesus. He is a good person to follow. He is the best person to follow. But you got to know, he came to take your place. Your sin and my sin put Jesus on the cross. Why? Because it should have been us. He lived the life that we should live and he died the death that we should die. He wore our sin so you could wear his righteousness. He wore our brokenness so you could wear his holiness. He put on flesh. He went from divinity, came into humanity, and he laid it all on the line. And you know when he did this? The timing of this was not when you accepted him. Paul says it like this: while we were still sinners, Jesus died. That's a big risk. That's a big risk. That's a big risk. But you know, when you really love, when you really love, the risk is nothing. The risk is nothing. I remember the time I called Jessen, my wife. We have a baby boy on the way. And yeah, that was an average clap, but we'll work on it. We'll work on it. And I was talking to my sister, and I'd met Jessen at this group hangout. If you're single, group hangouts are really good. And so I noticed her. She didn't notice me. So I got a number and from a friend. Then I called my sister and I said, hey, so there's this girl, and heard a little bit about her. She's pretty awesome. You know, I'm trying to work out what I should do. I've got a number. What should I do? And my sister said, very kindly as she does, call her, you pansy. So I said, okay. Put down the phone. I had planned nothing. Had no idea what I was going to say. And I just pressed call. Bring, bring. What is that? That is an old phone. It's not an iPhone. It's more of like a Samsung. How Samsung sound. Bring, bring. Bring, bring. And this beautiful voice picks up. You know, hello. Hi. I'm an angel. My name's Jessen. And she answers, and I am so nervous, right? I'm like, oh. And I said, hey. It's Alex. She's like, who? I'm like, it's Alex. Alex Lee. And hope it's okay. I got your number from a friend. And I thought I'd just give you a call to see if you maybe want to hang out. And she said, okay. I guess. Which is not a great start. And then I remembered that I was away. So I couldn't actually hang out for a week. So I said, hey, yeah, we'll hang out in a week. And it was a big risk. I had no idea what was going to happen. But she said yes. We went on a date. We went on another date. We went on another date. We're married. I did it scared. And to all the guys, do it scared. But I did it. And there was a risk, but you know what? The risk for love is worth it. In Hebrews 12, it says that for the joy set before him, he endured the cross. What was his joy? You. For love, he risked it all. For love, he took your place. For love, this is not a God that came up with some other formula to your salvation. This is a God that loves you so much, he came and took your very place on the cross. As a good shepherd does, he died for you. And this is why it is a good day. Because even in the face of bad, we always have hope. Whatever you are facing, If you put your faith in Jesus, you have hope. As I close, Jesus said this, I am the way, I am the truth, I am the life. All who come to my Father must come through me. I want you to know today there are not many ways to Jesus. There are not many roads, there is only one. There is only one way to God, and His name is Christ. Narrow is the way to God. God is not the universe, He created it. God is not the dove, He created it. God is not the wind, He created it. God is not nature, He made it. God is distinct. If you are looking for God, you look for Jesus. If you want to find God in your marriage, you look for Jesus. If you want to find God in your work, you look for Jesus. If you want to find God in your relational status right now, you look for Jesus. If you are looking for God, if you are looking for answers, you just need to look for Jesus. All you need to do if you are in the dark is turn the light on. That's all you got to do. Jesus is the light of the world, and He died to come into the middle of your life, into the middle of your mess, that you could be set free once and for all.
Thanks for listening to the C3 SYD podcast. If you want to find out more about following Jesus, get connected, or find a C3 SYD location near you, head to c3syd.church/connect-with-us. To make sure you don't miss out on our next podcast, click subscribe. We look forward to having you back soon.